Meanwhile, within the house, Eurynome, the housekeeper, bathed resolute Odysseus and anointed him with oil, and on him put a goodly robe and tunic. Upon his face Athena cast great beauty. She made him taller than before, and stouter to behold, and made the curling locks to fall around his head as on the hyacinth flower. As when a man lays gold on silver, some skillful man whom Hephaestus and Pallas Athena have trained in every art, and he fashions graceful work, so did she cast a grace upon his head and shoulders. Forth from the bath he came, in bearing like the immortals, and once more took the seat from which he first arose, facing his wife, and spoke to her these words: "Lady, a heart impenetrable beyond the sex of women the dwellers on Olympus gave to you. There is no other woman of such stubborn spirit to stand off from the husband who, after many grievous toils, comes in the 20th year home to his native land. Come then, good nurse, and make my bed, that I may lie alone, for certainly of iron is the heart within her breast." Then said to him heedful Penelope, "Nay, sir, I am not proud nor contemptuous of you, nor too much dazed with wonder. I very well remember what you were when you went upon your long-oared ship away from Ithaca. However, Eurycleia, make up his massive bed outside that stately chamber which he himself once built. Move the massive frame out there, and throw the bedding on, the fleeces, robes, and bright-hued rugs." She said this in the hope to prove her husband. But Odysseus spoke in anger to his faithful wife, "Woman, these are bitter words which you have said. Who set my bed elsewhere? A hard task that would be for one, however skilled, unless a god should come and by his will set it with ease upon some other spot. But among men, no living being, even in his prime, could lightly shift it. For a great token is inwrought into its curious frame. I built it, no one else. There grew a thick-leaved olive shrub inside the yard, full-grown and vigorous, in girth much like a pillar. Round this I formed my chamber, and I worked till it was done, building it out of close-set stones and roofing it over well. Framed and tight-fitting doors I added to it. Then I lopped the thick-leaved olive's crest, cutting the stem high up above the roots, neatly and skillfully smoothed with my axe the sides, and to the line I kept all true to shape my post, and with an auger I bored it along. Starting with this, I fashioned me the bed till it was finished, and I inlaid it well with gold, with silver, and with ivory. On it I stretched a thong of oxhide, gay with purple. This is the token I now tell. I do not know whether the bed still stands there, wife, or whether somebody has set it elsewhere, cutting the olive trunk.